a public forum in for items which are not on the agenda, and I do have two testimony cards. So I will start with Chuck Sassana. 2 minutes.
Good morning, board. My name is Chuck Sassana. I am a resident of Los Osos and a member of the Los Osos Sustainability Group. Elected to the Community Service District Board of Directors, but I am not here representing that group today. This board and the citizens of Los Osos have a huge investment made in our groundwater basin, trying to stop nitrate pollution. But if we lose that basin to saltwater intrusion, all that money has been wasted. We can't let that happen. Even though the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act, and thank you for that presentation yesterday, it was a good presentation, learned a lot. One thing that scares me is that adjudicated basins don't seem to have a place in that. Even though those acts seem to leave no role for your board, you are the state board's eyes and ears. I encourage you to stay involved. I know that you've asked for presentations here from the purveyors, the ISJ parties. They tend to want to invite you to the ISJ meetings, the big secret meetings that really don't have to be secret. Please stay involved that way. The ISJ is like a battleship being steered by four different captains with different agendas. You've got a county, you've got private entities, you've got nonprofits. Please stay involved. The ISJ parties realize that the adjudicated basin exempts them from the Groundwater Management Act, but don't the authorities granted to the water management agencies, can't they be exercised by the ISJ parties anyway? Aren't they granted those same authorities that the other management agencies would have? But what we have is four different players all blaming each other. The county blames the water purveyors for pumping too much, but conservation really is the county's responsibility. They allowed the houses to be built. The county's approach to conservation has been clear in seeing how they handle the coastal development permit conditions. Those require that potable water use be minimized, that we maximize the conservation programs, but the county wants to stop at 50 gallons per person per day with indoor use. The main reason being that their sewer system won't operate with much less than that. We're not including hot water recirculating pumps as part of our conservation program, and they won't go outdoors because it's a wastewater project. But if they're limiting our indoor conservation because of the type of project, then don't they have an obligation to help us conserve water outdoors? With the infrastructure programs being put into place that are part of the ISJ, and we're not waiting for the approval of the basin plan, we need those infrastructure programs now. There's going to be a big push for development to be coming before we really know what's happening. The letter that you wrote back in 2013 is all about the need for data. We need accurate data. You recommended mandatory metering and monitoring of private wells. That's not part of the basin plan. Apparently, we can require conservation from people inside the prohibition zone, but not outside. Please stay involved. Thank you.
Thank you for your comment. And I just received another speaker card, but I'm closing all testimony cards at this time, so I have two more. I would like Mr. Patrick McGibney, please.
Thank you. My name is Patrick McGibney. I, too, am a Los Osos resident and member of the Sustainability Group. I am going to present a few more concerns of the basin plan, some of the critical improvements needed to be implemented if the plan is to save the Los Osos water basin, and to request again that your board and the state board intervene in the adjudication to ensure a much stronger plan, one that will maximize potential for sustainable water supply for the existing community. In light of the state's presentation yesterday of the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act, it must have become abundantly clear to this board that the only salvation for the Los Osos adjudicated water basin lies in the sustainability of its management plan. Our county, this local board, the State Water Board, the DWR, will have no further jurisdiction over our basin after the plan has become certified. Our basin does not have the protection of the SGMA, as do all the other basins, save one. Our basin plan must be the very best it can be, the first and only time over, but it is not. As written, the basin plan will fail to create a sustainable basin. It is obvious the plan is intended to allow development as a first priority, and the parties are not going to change that. There should be no further development until, as the Coastal Commission requires, seawater intrusion has been reversed. If the Water Board wishes to save this valuable resource, which you have spent a good deal of money, time, and energy to preserve, you must get involved in the process at this point. Our community cannot afford $100 million for outside water, as the basin plan outlines. I have handed you a double-sided sheet for your review. One side points to some reasons why the basin plan will fail, with some steps that could be taken to improve the basin plan. The other side has some facts regarding seawater intrusion and some steps this board could take. Here are some of the problems with the plan. The plan does not address drought or climate change. The plan does not maximize the seawater intrusion mitigation programs it proposes, nor does it comply with the related governmental mandates. The plan fails to set time-specific objectives to use the authority needed to ensure effective program implementation as early as possible. One last comment in closing. Our basin has never been managed, even though decades ago it was known to be in severe drought and in severe overdraft. The parties involved in drafting and managing the basin plan have their own agenda. The county is pushing for the ultimate build out. One of the purveyors is a for-profit entity, and the only thing our community wants is a sustainable basin. We need your help to save our basin. Please read the handout. Please take action. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your comment. And last, we do have Mr. Richard Margetson. Thank you.
That's stuck in traffic with the road construction. That's why I was late.
Well,
sorry.
You're here. No problem. Welcome.
Richard Margetson, I agree with the last two speakers. Mr. Wolf, you said that you had recently had discussions with supervisors, county supervisors. One of the questions you may want to ask them in the future, or just have in the back of your mind, is the water conservation program for the wastewater project has $5 million allocated to obtain the goals. It's a 10-year plan. Money's allocated for the out years after the initial conservation, the dealing with the wastewater project is implemented. Mr. Gibson has stated publicly that he would like to go back to the Coastal Commission at some point and have that number reduced. We're in overdraft. We have seawater intrusion. There's ways that money can be spent very economically to help save that basin than to reduce the payment on the wastewater project. Every $1 million that's not spent on the wastewater project only reduces the bill for the customer on a monthly basis, $1. $1. $1 million, $2 million spent on groundwater projects and water conservation will go a lot further than $1 a month on somebody's sewer assessment. The other issue that has come up that Mr. Edwards came yesterday and talked about, you know, the poor people who have $25,000 assessment on their properties, and maybe we could look at adding bathrooms as a kind of offset. That's a roundabout way of getting at development. Mr. Edwards has a propensity to manipulate the system in Los Osos to get build out, to get building, to help developers build. Monica lives in town. She can probably give you some examples. Every toilet that's added to that prohibition zone at some point down the road could be transferred to another property if it's abandoned. And I think that's his ultimate goal there. Be very careful before you make any recommendations on lifting that prohibition against toilets in Los Osos until we have a sustainable groundwater basin. Seawater intrusion is stopped, which isn't going to happen overnight. No matter what the purveyors say, no matter what the ISJ group says, and no matter what Mr. Gibson and the county say, it's going to take decades. Decades for that to happen. Until that happens, build out in Los Osos can't happen. What happened in the 80s cannot happen again. 1,100 homes being built on the promise that a wastewater project was going to be built. If those 1,100 homes hadn't been built, we might not be in this situation with the groundwater basin right now. Thank you.
Thank you for your comment. And this will close the public forum period. Thank you very much. So let me get myself reorganized for a minute.